Wake Up Call continues now. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Friday. We always like to close the week out strong. So I want to feel good as we head into the weekend. The good of the day.
Oh, I got a good for you, too.
All right.
It's an update good.
Update good. I like these.
We like update goods.
Yeah, sure we do.
Maybe a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago now, I was talking about that World War II veteran over in England.
Yeah.
Who set out to raise $1,000 or, you know, 1,000 pounds by laps in his backyard.
He was doing laps, right, yeah.
Right, and he went viral and it kind of exploded.
That's right.
He ended up, before his 100th birthday, he ended up massing around $10 million. Right?
Wow, yeah.
Well, let's go to the update, right? He so far has raised nearly $40 million.
Good God, that's amazing.
He did his laps, he celebrated his 100th birthday, and guess how he celebrated his 100th birthday?
I hope with cake.
Well, with cake, sure, but with also a promotion from the Queen. He was a captain in His Royal Majesty's Army.
Oh, how great is
that?
And
now he is a colonel. At the ripe old age of 100 years
That's
old.
That's awesome. Well done, sir. That is great.
Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing.
I think people just want to give you money right now.
Yeah, I know.
I think that's what it is. They want a cause. They found a cause. A global pandemic is loosening up people's wallets a little bit, except for the ultra rich. people just want to give up some cash right now.
That's great. What a great story. I like those where the guy goes, I just want to raise $500.
He just
$1,000.
He was looking. I think he was trying to raise money just for as a local hospital or something. Because he's in a smaller town. We'll call it a village in England. Because he's retired. He's just living alone and living his best life. Living out his years, reminiscing his days in WWII. I think he was just trying to raise like $1,000 for a local hospital or something. And his video, his challenge where he's going to take 100 laps in his backyard just went viral. I mean, and we thought when we talked about it, I think it was about 2 weeks ago now, when we talked about it, it was $10 million. We were blown away.
Yeah.
Nearly $40 million.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what's great about that? Here's the great thing. Look. Before the internet, we would see a story like this on the news. We would, you know, it would always be a kicker story at the end. And then if you wanted to donate, you'd do a little research and you'd find out, you know, you couldn't just go online. You'd have to figure out how to donate. They'd maybe have a number at the bottom of a screen, like, oh, this story. But it wouldn't be for all of the junk the internet does give you, and it gives you a lot, and there's a ton you have to be cautious of and be concerned about. And there are some times where you want to throw it away because it's overwhelming. But stories like that are what makes the closeness of our globe because of social media and because of the internet worth it. Is that kind of story, he only raises $40 million because it went global and viral, and it was easy for people to donate. They knew they could see this story. They could also then go right to a link and donate the money to that cause. They didn't have to make a phone call. They didn't have to do research. It's all right there for you. And that's what makes those sort of stories really heartwarming. That's a great story. That's a wonderful story.
It made me feel really good. I was really excited about this. I'm like, this is how social media is supposed to work.
Right. And you know what else is cool? He's going to be 100. So he was 99 when he started. He wanted to run it by his birthday. Or did he turn 100 and begin this?
No, he's 100 now.
He's 100 now, but when he started it, he was 99.
When he started, he was 99.
Okay. So think about, like I hate to admit this, but if I'm 99, I hate to tell you this, but if
go.
I'm 99 and we're in another global pandemic, you're all are on your own, right? I'm just going to close out my days, right? He went, nah, screw that. I'll get up and walk around and raise money. I'll be like, you go ahead and raise money. I've lived a good life. Let these kids figure out a good vaccine and blah, blah, blah. Give me my pudding. Whereas this guy is like, no. Idiot, I'm getting up and I'm going to walk and I'm going to raise money. It's never too late to make a difference. And I'll be like, you go ahead. You'll drop dead walking around the building. Go right ahead. I'll just stay here and watch Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Good for him. Good for him. Now, I hope that when I turn 99, if God willing, I should live that long. With my diet, no chance, but that's okay. I hope that I will draw inspiration from him and say, all right, I will help wherever I can. It's a great story. Wonderful story. All right, so then what's the bad of the day?
Well, the bad of the day, well, as I had a couple here, and I still couldn't decide. What I think you kind of... I'm going to go with two of them. There's okay. Two bads of the day. They're not like god awful bads. They're not, you know, Alex Smith, why are we staring at his leg bad.
Okay.
So, you know, Britney Spears, she took to Instagram the other day, and basically this is how it went for her. She appeared on there. She goes, yeah, guys, hello. You know, I haven't seen you guys in a while, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like, I'm here in my gym. I haven't been here in 6 months because I burnt it down the other day. I lit two candles. And she just casually just kept moving on with the conversation. And
so she lit two candles and she burned down her gym.
She burnt down her home gym. But it was just the way she delivered it was so casual, so nonchalant, like, you know, no big deal, nothing to see here type of thing. Let's just move on and up. I just want to wish you all well and blah, and you know, and just going on about whatever her Instagram post was.
Do you light candles in your house? Do you have candles in your house? Do you light them up?
Every once in a while. But you see, I'm kind of gun shy because my mom lit two candles and she burned half her house down.
We have candles in our house. We rarely light them, but when we do, I'm petrified. All I've heard. Like most of the time I hear fires, it's either electrical or somebody lit a candle.
Yeah,
and I always go, oh, God. I remember my son lit a candle once and then left for work, and no one was in the house. And I came in, and there was a candle, didn't do anything, just sitting on the kitchen table or the counter or wherever it was, and just still lit.
Let's see, that's...
And I mean, when he came home, I flipped out. I was like, oh, my God. You could have burned everything down. He's like, really? I go, yes. You don't know how dangerous these things can be. For whatever reason, they just burn. They catch everything on fire.
Well, and that's what happened with my mom. My mom used to light candles all the time. She had two candles lit on a dining room table just to make the house smell good.
Yeah.
We had cats at the time. This is when I wasn't living at home. I was living in San Diego at this moment. And she went to go pick up my younger brothers from school, came back. She's like, you know, pulling into the neighborhood. She's like, oh, look at all the fire trucks. Cool. Wonder what's going on. And then she saw that her house was on fire.
Oh, God.
So, yeah. And apparently, I guess one of the cats knocked the candle over, but it, you know, stayed lit and hit some papers. And the rest was history.
Rest was history. Yeah.
And so half the house got burnt down. So all maybe her Brittany, memorabilia stuff.
Maybe Brittany feels like, you know what? Everybody's gone through this, right? Like, I'm not alone.
I'm just casually throwing it
out there because it seems to happen to every single person in America at some point.
Yeah. I don't know. It was just the way, you know, just how nonchalant she was about it. Just like, no big deal. You burned down a room. It's okay. You know, that's what you do.
Probably redesigning it anyway.
Well, you know, now she has an excuse to. She's like, I always wanted a wall of mirrors. Maybe I'll just put that whole wall of mirrors now up there.
Exactly. All right, so what's the second bad?
Well, I'm going to skip the second bad. We'll get into that one later because, you know, I'm looking at it, the dumb of the day, and it's funny that you had told me before the show started today that maybe you said it on the show. Can't remember now. It's all kind of a blur that you got into TikTok.
I did, yeah.
And your daughter got you into TikTok, and you've been looking through some of the videos. You know that part of TikTok, some of the things that you can do, there are challenges that you can do.
I saw a few of them.
And there is a challenge that's I hope it doesn't go viral, but it might go viral. And it's called the Pee Your Pants Challenge.
Oh, God, no. Really?
I don't know why this is even considered to be a thing, but people are posting video, and because it's a funny clip that they put over, the people you see the video of don't say this because it's the same voice every single time. They just stand there, you know, they're standing in the bathroom filming themselves, and then, you know, you just all of a sudden start to see their pants get darker.
And this is a thing. This is cool.
Cool is a loose word there, Tony.
Well, I'm saying amongst, but this in that realm, this is what they want you to do.
This is what they want you to do. Now, I've seen a couple of them so far, and I'm looking at it like this. Why are we here, world? I don't know. I mean, there was one guy who was doing. He was in a shower and decided, you know what? I'm going to up the pee your pants challenge game. I'm going to do a handstand in the shower and pee my pants.
All right. Now I'm done with you people on TikTok. I was having fun with your jokes, dirty jokes to mom, and the other bits you're doing where you tell your mother a dirty joke to get her a reaction. Those are funny, hilarious. I like that.
Some of the dances that are out
there.
Some
of the dances are cute. Listen, you know what I liked? I'm old school. I'm not interested in Daredevil stuff or anything like that. What I enjoyed was families doing fun things during quarantine, coming up with interesting competitions and games.
Yeah.
Mom, dad, kids are involved. Teenagers especially come up with some really cool stuff. I thought that was cool, right? Different, like me going, wow, you really sat down and created something to occupy your time. That's amazing. I'm doing a terrible job as a parent. But pee your pants challenge? No.
Yeah, I've helped my son out do a couple of TikToks before, and you know, he has a TikTok account. He's actually pretty creative. He's really well. He comes up with fun ideas, and you know, all of us have partaken in TikTok. Well, I'm not going to dance. I'm sorry, even though he's asked me to dance. You know, can you dance, Goofy Dad? I'm like, no. No, Daddy needs a lot more liquid encouragement to dance for your video. But he has a lot of followers. But, yeah, this is one of those things where I have to go to him again. You know, like I have, I can't remember what the last one was. There was one that was like, you know, stick a fork in a light socket challenge or something.
Yeah.
It was something
stupid. No. Oh.
So I have to go to him again and say, hey, son, you know, yeah, I mean, I know this might get you a lot of views, but, you know, please don't pee your pants.
Yeah, God.
It's not cool. It's just, I just don't get it. I don't get it with, you know, there's progress with the youth sometimes, right?
Right.
We can see it.
We are counting on them to save us when we're older.
But even, you know, like you said, you're watching TikTok and you're just like, you know, there's some creative youth out there.
Yeah, there
are. So there's hope for the entertainment industry. There's hope for what you're going to bring to maybe the business world. And then we get Pee Your Pants Challenge.
Can't do it, man.
Can't do it.
Can't do it.
Come on.
Guys, relax. Have fun. Keep telling your mother those dirty jokes and making your father laugh hysterically. That's what
I've taken a couple of those dirty jokes and I've, you know, passed them on to my family.
Let me tell you what. There was one yesterday. Obviously, I won't do the joke.
You should. Why not?
There was one yesterday. There was one yesterday where a kid walked up to his mother to do, he has a number of these, right? So I don't know if his mother's acting and the father's acting, but there was one where the son, and the joke wasn't even good, but the father's reaction made me cry. I was laughing so hard. Just, he tells this joke, the mother goes, like, gives him a look, and then the father bursts out laughing hysterically, and then I could not stop laughing watching the father laugh hysterically.
Because you put yourself in that shoe.
Oh, completely. Completely. Yeah.
Because if your son told your wife that joke, you would be like, this is awesome.
I'd laugh. I wouldn't stop laughing for days.
Yeah.
It would be great. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb as we continue. It is Wake Up Call, ESPN Nation Radio.